The story is true.
Milwaukee's Hometown Morning Show. Exposing hometown idiots. Dairyland's dumbasses.
Great moment there, dumbass.
It's an argument over supper. The male half advising the female half is upset because he didn't put the burger away in time and it might not be good for his hamburger hot dish.
Avenue for female physical disturbance. Their complaint is mother hit her with cooking tongs. 11th Ave for parties that are intoxicated and use the sled to go down the stairs. One of them has a gas to their head.
Could you check at Trail Creek in Riverdale for a cow that's loose outside the fence? Callers may have came from the farm that has a red brick house. He said there's only two houses on the road.
The Red Envoy, the male driver, is going to be a Brett Farm impersonator.
You dumbass.
He's just a dumbass.
Good morning and welcome to our Dairyland Dumbass Update. Today, I'm going to give my co-hosts, the choice of which ones you would like to hear more details of. And the reason I'm doing that is because the bulk of these today, you could fill in the blank just by hearing the headline.
Okay.
All right? The first one. And if you want to hear more about it, just speak up.
All right.
Okay. Baraboo Police. Man caught trying to cash $4,500 check and sell fake bars of gold and silver. Would you
sure.
like to hear more?
Yeah, I would too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. CBS 58 with a story. 23-year-old guy tried to cash a $4,500 check and also sell those fake bars of gold and silver. This happened in Baraboo on Tuesday. 23 goes into Absolute Auto in Baraboo with a $4,500 check. This is from the police report. And then asks the car dealership to cash the check and, wait for it, keep $1,000 for a fee. You know, just for yourself. Keep a thou.
Okay.
Okay. A dime, whatever they call it, right? Police say employees realized it was a scam. Uh-huh. They called the police, clearly. He allegedly claimed that he got the check in the mail and thought it was legit. He claimed to have attempted to cash the check at several other places without any luck. And he came in a few weeks ago, according to the owner of Absolute Auto, and tried to sell him some fake bars of gold and silver. And shockingly, the check was fake as well. All right, the next one. This, by the way, just happened, like 24 hours ago. Bristol, Wisconsin. Man fires gun outside gentleman's club, drives drunk into ditch.
I don't need any more on that one.
No,
that
that's
one's good.
Pretty much
that
it.
Says it
yeah,
all. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, Racine County. This is from the Racine County Sheriff for the next one. Man drives 125 miles an hour in a 70 zone and then stalls car, tries to run away. Well, you get that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. How about this one? Racine man, allegedly 1.3 ounces of cocaine and machete in his car. He said he knew about the machete, but he didn't know about the cocaine.
Yeah, because it's not illegal to have a machete, right?
Yeah, right.
If he was cutting his cocaine with a machete, this guy's got
Is that Danny Trejo?
Yeah.
Machete.
Yeah.
And I want to know about this one, too. And when I asked Marcus, he told me to ask you about this, Gino, because
okay.
you wanted this in here. Because I didn't. I have these screens in front of me with all these clips, and I saw
right.
one up here, and I didn't know what this was. And he said, oh, Gino wanted that in there.
Why do people have to fight?
This is Hervé Villechaize singing on the the Merv Griffin show, and it's a song about getting along. And I thought next time we have an argument, we play this song.
Oh, and it's Why Do We Have to Fight?
Right.
You know what? It just works so well with this next story from Waukesha, the Patch. Waukesha police respond to a disorderly conduct call Monday, Best Western, North Grandview Boulevard. Two people were arguing about a waffle. According to the police call log, the staff took the breakfast station down a few minutes before 9:30 a.m., and that upset the two guests. They were asked to leave by the staff, which they did.
Watch where you're going, you dumbass! Double dumbass on you!
You know what?
They just wanted their waffles.
Instead of that, why don't we all just sing?
Why do people have to fight?
Why?
Why don't to learn to do what's right.
What's right?
Okay, now wait a minute.
This brings back horrible memories for me.
Why?
Because when we were kids, my sister, when the show would come on, my sister would say, "Oh, your boyfriend's on," to me, and then I'd get so mad that he's not my boyfriend.
And how old were you at the time?
I don't know, probably 4 or 5.
Yeah.
He's not my boyfriend. And our friend Gilbert Gottfried has heard some stories about Hervé Villechaize and does a very filthy version of him getting angry because Tom Selleck is more of a ladies' man than he is.
Oh, my God. Have you played this for Gilbert yet?
Oh, yes.
I think I know why that we're not using this on the Unmasked Singer.
What's the hook there? Just go a little forward. You don't have to listen to it.
What's right?
That's it. There you go. That's enough.
Why don't we learn to do what's right?
That's it.
Hervé Villechaize.
That.
Doreen.
Oh, God.
Is your Dairyland dumbass update. Your boyfriend's on.
He's not my boyfriend.